Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with some more of Mia. You know, it's gonna suck when Mia's done, isn't it? Because there's no more Mia planned, like, literally. She might come up as a side character or something, but after that, they said there's no more Mia. So, wah, a little bit on that. But hey, we'll have other stuff for you. New characters, new adventures. There's so many games to explore, it's crazy. If you go to Sex Positive Gaming on YouTube, yes, YouTube, Annie talks about a lot of this stuff. So, you know, help her out. You know, basically give her a like, subscribe, whatever. And watch her videos, because she talks about all these kind of games. And she calls them Daz 3D games, which they technically are Daz 3D, even though we call them AVN. So, the genre is AVN, but this is the Daz 3D genre of AVN games. Because there are AVN that aren't made in Daz 3D, but these games are made in Daz 3D. So, I know, that might be clear as mud, but I'm trying my best. I'm slightly surprised you're so nervous. Oh, this is the threesome. Well, I had to give you guys this. I think even more than you were the first time we did this. I know, but guess I'm just anticipating everything to be a lot more intense this time around. Hey, didn't we just give you guys a threesome? Man, yeah, you guys are picky, right? Two threesomes and one fucking... Man, I'm not gonna do any content tomorrow. Fuck it. No, I'm kidding. I gotta do, a tournament once in a lifetime, so, yeah. Guess I'm just anticipating everything to be a lot more intense this time around. Check if she really wants this. Are you sure this is something you still want to do? Because if not, I won't be upset if you want to just tap out of this whole thing altogether. I appreciate you saying that, but yes, this is something I really want to do. And I know you guys wanted her to say that. I did too. I just don't want you doing something because you think it's what I want. Man, that's a good partner right there. That's literally how you're supposed to be. Huh? Is this not what you want? Oh, believe me, he wants it. Shut up, would you? There's not a thing in this world that could convince me otherwise. It's antagonizing me turns you on, doesn't it? You're only just figuring that out now? Of all people to have a threesome with. Please, stop bickering. It isn't helping with my anxiety. Sorry, for some reason I just can't help myself with him. You should work on that.
Nah.
Bitch. Hey, don't call me a bitch in my own home. She is right about that. Don't be one then! Ooh! I'll be whatever I fucking want! I need another drink.
Reaching for the bottle, you quickly grab Sadie's hand.
Sadie, come on, stop that! I'm not gonna fool around with someone who's completely drunk, okay? Just one more glass, please. But don't become an alcoholic. And I'll only fill it halfway. Halfway from the top or halfway from the bottom? I think it would be best if we got this started before one of us ruins the entire evening. Whether it be my cuntiness, Sadie's drunkenness, or Grimm's, well, take your pick of the many options you got there. Just so you know, I planned something very special for the three of us, and... Is that what she planned? I really, really don't want it to go to waste. Special? Should I be nervous? Not at all. See, Sadie, everything will be fine. Although, maybe Grimm should be... Huh? What does that mean? You'll see in a minute.
Standing up, Vivian heads for her bedroom.
Now, follow me.
Still a bit unsure of what's coming your way, you trail behind her.
I really have a bad feeling about this. Knowing Vivian, I half expect her to pull out a strap-on at some point. No! Maybe she'll even try using it on me.
Opening the door, Vivian walks through as the two of you follow. And as you cross the threshold, your mouth falls open.
Holy shit! It's that thing in the X-Men 97 cartoon. What's that? Like it? You better do! Cause it cost me a pretty penny! Oh, this should be interesting. Be open-minded or panic? What's gonna happen here? So, this is a surprise? And you wanna use it on me? That's the idea, yeah. It won't be a problem for you, will it? I don't know. I never used anything. I never used something like this before. I should hope not. You're not intimidated by it? Even a bit scared, maybe? No! I'm sure I can handle whatever you have in mind. Although, I'm sort of confused where this idea even came from to begin with. Alright, bring out the Crusher! The Crusher? Yeah, it's the Crusher! I mean, all of this is for Sadie, right? Why go through all this effort for me? First of all, let's not pretend it's entirely for her, okay? You're getting a pretty fucking good deal out of it, too. Second, putting the focus on you is precisely why I got this. I don't understand. Well, the focus is on Grimm. That should take some of the pressure off of you. You see, he'll be our plaything tonight. Uh-oh, this is all kinds of wrong. We'll do with him whatever we please. Right, Sadie?
Uh-oh. You see a spark of excitement appear on her face.
That's the look of Satan before he takes you down to hell! I'm your girlfriend, you see a spark of excitement appear on her face. Right. People used to tell me I'd be a hell of a preacher because I'm very good at raising my voice loudly and yelling at people and putting fear in the... So, Grimm, is that all okay with you? Guess I'm willing to take one for the team if I must. So yeah, let's do it. Somewhere in an alternate dimension, I'm a fire and brimstone preacher. I'm actually excited to see where this goes.
5 minutes later.
I'm afraid of where this is gonna go. What are you mumbling about? It's like, I'll give you something to mumble about, fucker. Ah! Is that a cat of nine tails? They beat Jesus with that. No, it's not too late to change my mind, is it? No, we're almost ready. I think these restraints are a little too tight as well. Will you please shut the fuck up? You're ruining the mood. Damn it. Why did I let them talk me into this? Why, you ask? Huh? This a good enough reason for you? Well, I'll be. Holy fuck. You like? Like? I'm just about ready to bust a nut right now. Thanks. Though I hope you're just saying that. He better be. I didn't go through all this trouble just to have you come in less time than it took us to change into these cute little things. Uh-oh. Obviously, I'm exaggerating. Believe me, if I have any choice in the matter, this will go on for a long, long while.
With the girls now standing right before you, your eyes take in the heavenly sight of them both. Their beautiful faces. Their toned waists.
Yep, them legs. I've seen women with legs like that. Hell, rather recently. You know, it's summer right now, so a lot of ladies, they're wearing shorts, and the legs are looking good, I've got to say. Ladies keep wearing the shorts. I know the average weight of the American woman is 170, but that doesn't mean all the American women are 170.
And big, luscious breasts.
Yep. I mean, now DP probably sees that a little more because he works at the casino. But me, yeah, not so much. They tend to cover up in a public place. And my kind of public place. I think your boyfriend is staring at my breast, Sadie. Sure looks that way. What a naughty boy you are, Grim. Uh-oh. Ogling another woman right in front of your girl? Whatever should the two of us do with you? Well, we shouldn't be too harsh on him, Viv. He's only human. Viv, when did Sadie start calling her that? I suppose men are weak-willed after all. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Yeah, he's gonna get beat within an inch of his life. Ah, I think I see what's going on here. You're doing a good cop, bad cop thing, huh? Is that something you'd like? I guess. As long as your bad cop isn't too bad, of course. Motherfucker, where were you on January 7th, 2006? I don't know! What makes you think? Probably at school! No. No, I wouldn't be at school. I graduated after that. No, I graduated before that. I'd be at work then, wouldn't I? Yeah. What makes you think I'm the bad cop? Because Sadie couldn't be bad if she tried? Hey, I could if I wanted. You better not get her mad. Otherwise, you might just end up with two bad cops on your hands. I doubt someone like you could handle that. I can handle anything you throw at me, Vivian, he says. Before facing the flames of hell. As they burn with the scorching heat of a thousand suns. Anything. Really now? Well then, why don't we put that to the test? Do your worst. What the hell just happened here? Oh, you know I will. Ouch! Stay right there.
As Vivian walks past, you look at Sadie, who's grinning from ear to ear.
Uh-oh. Having fun? Uh-huh. You? Yeah, it's a real hoot. Let's see if you're still saying that in a few seconds. Why? What are you doing back there?
Well, you can't see what Vivian is doing. You do hear the sounds of a drawer closing behind you.
Uh-oh. Nervous, are you? No. Why would I be nervous? Shit, I actually really am starting to get nervous. Sadie, what's so funny? Nothing. I swear to God, she better not be putting on a strap-on right now. It's not a strap-on, babe. That's right, not a strap-on. Just this bad boy right here.
Looking at the enormous thing Vivian is holding in her hand, you feel your stomach almost fall out of your ass.
Should have been there on a Sunday morning. What in the holy fuck is that? It's a sex toy, duh. A sex toy? You actually put that thing inside yourself? Not exactly. I haven't quite worked up the courage for that yet. An honest woman. Although since you're here, I think now would be the perfect time to try it out. What? The fucking thing vibrates too? Oh God, I think I'm gonna pass out.
Watching as your eyes just about pop out of your head, Sadie doubles over laughing.
Hey, it's not funny, Sadie. Tell her to stop it. Thought you could handle anything! Not that!
Ha 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 ha! Now your eternal punishment!
I can handle anything, but my butt is strictly off limits! I don't know about that. Looks pretty accessible to me. Oh no! Guys, if this literally goes to pegging, we will fucking reload the save, I swear to God. I will not let you guys see this horror. I swear to God, I'm gonna bend both of you over my knee and spank the shit of you, the shit out of you as soon as I get out. Is it really wise to be making threats in the predicament you're in right now? Just put that fucking thing down, Vivian. What do you think, Sadie? Should we let him off the hook? Yeah, I think we've scared him enough. You're awful, you know that? And you're an even worse influence.
Turning off the vibrator, Vivian walks past you again.
Are we done with this yet? I don't think I'm enjoying it anymore. Aww, we barely even started. He can protest all he wants, but he ain't going anywhere until we say so. Now, which one shall it be? You're not surprising me with something else now, are you? Oh, I think this'll be perfect. Great. It's not exactly the most exciting thing, but for now, I think this is sufficient enough to discipline.
In her hand, Vivian is holding what looks like a spanker of some kind.
Okay, I saw this on Meshida. He had this woman, and she said, "Why are you wearing pants?" in Japanese. So he took his pants off with just his underwear, and as she was talking, she was whap, 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 whipping him in the legs the whole time he was doing the thing. No thanks! That's gonna be painful. See, there's pleasure and there's pain. Some people like both. I don't necessarily like pain that much. I deal with pain. Pain, it sucks. So, no on the pain. That's a no from me, dog. I was not built to break. Well, I might be.
Oh, don't tell me you're gonna be a pussy, Grim. Ah!
Let's try something else. It's this or the strap-on. Your choice.
I hate you.
Is that a yes to this? Well, yeah. Smart choice. Because there's a lesson or two that you need to be taught.
Or I told you he's gonna get whipped within an inch of his life.
A lesson? I haven't done anything. Oh, but you have. You've been quite uncooperative. Like a big wuss.
Uh-oh.
Have not. And most importantly, dishonest. Dishonest? How's that? Sadie, would you mind doing me a favor? Sure. Could you please take Grim's cock in your hand? Dude, if she whips, I'm gonna feel that. I think every guy watching this fucking video will feel that. Of course.
Moving up beside you. Sadie palms your flaccid cock in her hand.
That's the last place you want pain of that magnitude, guys. Like, we're all gonna feel that when it hits. Now, Sadie, judging by the look and feel of his cock, would you say he's turned on right now? Oh, definitely not. And why is that? Because when he is turned on, he's much, much bigger. Harder, too. I have no idea where you're going with this. If I'm not mistaken, he's been like that since the beginning, hasn't he?
Uh-huh.
I would have noticed for sure. Wait, Grim. Didn't you say something about being ready to blow a nut when you saw us come out with these on?
Yeah, so?
Well, I'm not an expert on the male genitalia, but being as soft as you were, you couldn't have been, right?
About to come?
I don't know, it was just something to say, I guess. So you admit that you lied? I was only trying to compliment you.
By lying.
I find that to be quite insulting, actually. Oh, shit. What's insulting about... Ow! What the fuck? That actually hurt. That's the point, isn't it? It's supposed to be that fucking hard. It's not supposed to be that fucking hard. Oh, that wasn't hard. If you want to see hard...
Winding her arm back. To hit you
again. Here we go. Wait, please don't hit me again. Well, I have to show you what hard actually feels like. I'll take your word for it. You sure? Because if you don't believe me, I'm more than happy to give you a demonstration. And since my arm's already back here.
T Teasingly, she jerks her arm slightly forward, making you flinch.
What? Sadie, are you just gonna let this abuse continue? Don't be dramatic, Grim. She hasn't even left a mark on you. Yet. You hear that? She's out of her mind! Only if you misbehave. This night is definitely not going like I expected it, at all. Ah, don't be sad. You're not gonna cry, are you? If I do, will you let me out of this thing? Nope. Damn.
After an awkward moment of silence, Vivian sighs.
To be honest, I do feel bad looking at you like this. Finally. You just look so damn pitiful. Hey, don't you think we should give him a break? I don't like to see my man so glum. I definitely wouldn't mind pushing him a little more, but maybe he just doesn't have the constitution for it. Instead, why don't we rectify that lie you told us earlier?
Sadie points down at your limp dick.
You mean that? Yeah, he's earned it. Kind of. What do you think I should do? Whatever you need to get him hard, I guess. Mmm, goody.
With a glint of excitement in her eye, Sadie drops to her knees.
I don't think we're out of the water yet, guys. Now this is more like it. So what's your preference? Do you want me to stroke it? Or maybe you'd rather I suck it? What he wants is irrelevant. Well, I want you to do what you want, Sadie. What I want, huh?
Wrapping a hand around your cock, Sadie gently begins jerking it.
Think I'll just do both then. Oh, yeah.
While working your shaft, she simultaneously starts sucking you off.
Well, I'll be. God, that feels fucking incredible, Sadie. I can tell, you're certainly bigger than before, that's for sure. Although, we don't want him to come just yet.
Popping your throbbing cock out of her mouth, Sadie smiles up at Vivian.
Can I go just a little bit longer? Oh? You like the taste of it that much, do you? Uh-huh. You know if you want, Viv.
You nod your head down at your cock, suggestively, but still slightly sheepishly.
Grim! What? It's just an idea! That's what I'm here for too, Sadie. You know that, right? Yeah. Guess I'm just not fully used to the idea of it yet. Don't worry, I'll get you there soon enough. So, what do you think? Want to join in?
Stepping up beside you, oh. Vivian twirls her
Look at her face. She's not cool with this. Thanks for the offer, but that's not for me. Huh? Remember what I told you when we first met? About the time I sucked a guy off? Vaguely. It almost made me throw up. Really? I can't stand the feeling of it in my mouth. Well, no matter. More for me.
Sticking her tongue out, Sadie licks your cock again as if it were the tastiest lollipop she ever had.
You really can't help yourself. However, let's not get carried away just yet. Agreed. I'd at least like to fuck you for a bit before coming. So come on, let me out of this thing so I can get started. Nope. You're gonna have to wait your turn for that. What? What do you mean?
With a devious smile, Vivian walks over to the bed and sits down on the edge.
It's a little lonely over here, Sadie. It is? Huh? It is, huh? Would you mind coming over to keep me some company? I'd love to!
Moving away from you, Sadie saunters her way towards Vivian's alluring gaze.
Hey! Can you let me out of this thing? Soon. When is soon? As soon as I have my fun first.
The girls completely engulfed in each other's lips. You watch on with equal feelings of arousal and frustration.
You're an amazing kisser, Sadie. Grim sure is a lucky guy. Thanks. It's almost unfair that he gets you all to himself. Is that what this is? Because it kind of feels like the opposite of that. Well, you know what they say.
Pulling down the right side of Sadie's bra, Vivian exposes her breast.
Sharing is caring.
Slithering her tongue out, Vivian licks Sadie's increasingly hard nipple.
Oh, wow. This is so damn hot. Just wish I wasn't tied up all the way over here.
Your cock pulsates at the sight of your girlfriend's obvious deriving of pleasure from suckling Vivian's nipple.
How does that feel? Incredible. Although I don't think it's fair for me to have all the fun. Yes, go on, Sadie. Say it. Say you want me to join in.
Oh?
Doing just as Vivian did to her, Sadie pulls away the left side of her bra.
It'd only be right of me to return the favor, no? Fuck. I certainly won't stop you.
Leaning into Vivian's breast, Sadie cups her lips around the entirety of her areola.
Going straight for it, huh? Mmm. I like it. Now show me how you work that tongue of yours.
Clutching the back of Sadie's head, Vivian throws her own back as she wholeheartedly enjoys the feeling of her tit being sucked on.
Have you two no shame at all? She's doing such a good job, Grim. Stop teasing me. I think he's just about fed up with this little game of yours. Good. Wouldn't be any fun if he wasn't. Come on, Sadie. Please, have mercy. I don't know, babe. We are in Vivian's home after all. Precisely. When you're in my home, you play by my rules. See? My hands are tied. Don't forget that goes for you, too. Huh?
Pulling down the other side of Sadie's bra, Vivian grabs a handful.
Oh. Getting a whole handful. Such big, beautiful breasts you have. All the better to please you with, my dear. Although, as you can see, so do I. And I can play with them whenever I like. Well, what do you want to do then? You know what I can't do though, Sadie? What's that?
Taking her finger, Vivian slightly pulls the middle of Sadie's panties down.
Taste myself. Oh, stand up.
Immediately she does so.
Good girl. I want you to slowly take your panties off for me. She says it's for her, but I'm pretty sure it's only to tease me. Like this? Exactly like that.
Understanding the assignment, Sadie seductively slides down her panties. From her thighs, down to her knees. Finally, as they reach her ankles.
So, how was that for you? I hope it was to your satisfaction. I liked it. It was very pleasing. I'm glad.
Getting down from the bed, Vivian kneels directly in front of Sadie.
I can't see shit from that angle. Hey, can you move over? You in front, with the hat! No. Your legs are incredibly sexy, too. You think? I wouldn't say it if I didn't. They're also strong. Just the right amount of firmness to them. If you keep complimenting me like this, it might go to my head. Speaking of head. Oh my! Boy, what's happening? Is Vivian right there? I guess that answers that question. Babe, yeah? Need an extra pair of hands, right? Just let me out of this. Her tongue feels amazing on my pussy. Really? Then I should probably get a better look. Patience, Grim. Your time will come soon enough. I don't want to wait anymore.
Standing up, Vivian lovingly takes Sadie's face in her hands.
I think it's my turn now. You mean...
Making her desires absolutely clear, Vivian wiggles out of her underwear.
Yes, I mean exactly that. But first, tell me, Sadie. Have you ever eaten a pussy before? I haven't, no. Then it'll be an honor for me to be your first.
Sitting back onto the bed, Vivian starts undoing her bra.
Let's start by getting this off. I always feel much more comfortable when I'm wearing as little as possible. Don't you agree? Is that a subtle hint for me to do the same? Only if you want to.
Following Vivian's lead, Sadie goes to do the same.
Need some help with that? I know bras can sometimes be tricky to undo. Thanks, but I think I got it.
Removing her bra completely, she tosses it to the side, just as Vivian had done.
Still, you're more than welcome to enjoy the show. Thanks, but I'd enjoy it way more if it wasn't all the way over here.
Saying nothing back, with her attention fully on Vivian now, Sadie slowly lowers herself to the floor and coyly crawls forward.
Okay. God, I wish you could see yourself right now, Sadie. In that position, prowling towards me. I can hardly wait to bury your face in between these legs. Just promise that you'll guide me, okay? Oh, you don't have to worry about that, sweetie. I've never been too shy to ask for what I want. Good to know, 'cause I'm gonna need all the coaching I can get. Oh, I'm not so sure about that, Sadie. I have a feeling you might just be a natural at this. Well, there's only one way to find out. Indeed.
With that, Sadie goes in.
She's going in!
Sticking her tongue out, she stabs Vivian's pussy with the tip.
Whoa! Whoa! Slow down! Oh, sorry! Maybe she's not such a natural after all? There's no rush, Sadie. Just take it nice and slow. Be gentle. You can never go wrong with being gentle.
On her second attempt, Sadie licks Vivian with much more care. Twirling her tongue around her clit, she slowly starts finding her rhythm.
That's much better, Sadie. Really? You're not just saying that? No, you're doing great, but... if I can suggest one thing, you might want to lick just a tiny bit higher. Sure, I can do that.
Once again, following Vivian's instruction, Sadie resumes eating her pussy. This time, it really hits the spot.
Yeah, right there. I can't see a damn thing from over here. Are there people who actually find this kind of thing hot, just watching? Or is the fun in any of that?
Feeling disheartened at the fun the two girls are having without you, your body slumps, forcing the braces around your wrists to carry the load of your entire weight.
I swear I could almost fall asleep in this position. If only these stupid things on my hands weren't so... oh?
The weight of your body being too much to take, the restraints break open, and you almost go face down to the ground.
Oh shit, I broke it. What kind of fucking garbage did Vivian even buy? This is what she paid a so-called pretty penny on? Really?
Massaging your wrists, you look over at the two women who are still completely in their own world.
They haven't even noticed what just happened.
Focusing your attention on Sadie's bottom, an idea pops into your head.
If I had gumdrops, I could see how many I could bounce off the top of her ass. You know, just throw them and see if they bounce off. You know, just the boom, the boom. I mean, that's what I was thinking. Still, now that I'm free, maybe it's time for me to have some fun of my own. So, Grim, where shall we begin? Oh, there's nothing about gumdrops, unfortunately. Lick Sadie's pussy, stick your dick in Sadie's pussy, or punish Vivian. Decisions, decisions. I think I waited long enough.
Spitting in your hand, you start stroking your cock.
Lock toi! It's time for me to get what I came here for.
Slowly tiptoeing towards them, you try your best to be as quiet as humanly possible.
Good, they haven't noticed a thing. Now if I can just...
Getting down to the floor, you inch closer and closer to Sadie's backside.
You're such a good little pussy eater, Sadie. She's about to get a real surprise. Arby's, we have the meats.
With your cock in hand, you line it up against Sadie's exposed pussy.
In 5, 4, that's it! Stick your tongue a bit deeper now. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm close! Just a little more and... yeah! Take that fucking cock! What in the fucking fuck? Oh, God! Grim! Hey! What the hell are you doing?
Looking across the room at the contraption she spent way too much money on, Vivian sees the broken bracers.
You broke out of it? I didn't mean to, it just happened. How much did you say you spent on it again? Because I think you got ripped off. You can't just shove your dick in me, Grim. That's so not cool. I didn't shove it in, I gently inserted it with great care. This might have been a bad idea. Is that an excuse that all rapists use? Hey, don't say that. I'm not a rapist. No, you're not, but I'd still don't appreciate you doing that without me knowing first. Right? Sorry. Let's send him home. I think that'll be a sufficient enough punishment. Hey, fuck you. You just want me out of here so you can have her all to yourself. No, you don't say. He's not going anywhere. Still, while I don't want to punish him, he does certainly need to be taught a lesson. Fuck, not this shit again. The lesson is that you don't come until I do. Yeah, I know. Wait, what? You heard me.
Getting back into the same position she was in before, Sadie turns her head back to you.
If you want to fuck me so bad, then you better do a damn good job of it. That's supposed to be a lesson? I'm just trying not to ruin the mood, Viv. Besides, I really want to get fucked. Then that's what you'll get.
Giddy with excitement, you get right up close to Sadie again and prepare yourself to enter her.
Fine. Although if he's gonna fuck you, you at least have to keep going down on me. Which I'm more than happy to. I suppose that's something.
Putting her hand on the back of Sadie's head, Vivian pushes it into her crotch again. With that, you slide deep inside her wet pussy. As you gently penetrate Sadie's hole, she resumes eating out Vivian's.
That's a good girl. Hold on, we've got some angles. Good indeed. Whoa, we got a whole scene of this now.
Stroking in and out of her, your arousal grows as you hear the mixed moans of both Sadie and Vivian.
How's she doing, Viv? I'm not distracting her from eating your pussy too much, am I? Blech. I'm not distracting her from eating your pussy too much, am I? Not at all. She's doing an excellent job with that. Awesome. Then I'm sure you won't mind if I take it up a notch. Yes, go faster, babe. I want to feel all of you inside me. You heard the girl. Shove your big hard cock deep inside her until she can't take it anymore.
Wanting to do the exact same thing, you waste not a second longer. Wrapping your arm around her waist, you pull her into you further.
Hey, she won't be able to go down on me like that. Sorry, Viv. You did tell me to put inside her. Excuse me. You did tell me to put it inside her as far as I could.
Finally, as you push into her as far as you possibly can, Sadie screams out.
Fuck! I'm not hurting you. A little, but it's the good kind of pain. You're so fucking sexy. You know that? Oh, I know. Guess I'll just sit here and watch then. Don't worry. Your turn will be coming up soon.
Seeing Vivian roll her eyes at your words, a minuscule sense of guilt passes by you. However, that does not stop you from fucking Sadie from behind, impaling her onto your shaft with each stroke.
Don't stop, babe. Harder, Grim. I want it even harder. Harder, damn it! Harder. Still?
Grabbing Sadie's face, Vivian just about presses her nose against hers.
You're quite the little slut, aren't you? Mm-hmm, I am. Still, I'm impressed. Never thought you'd be the type of girl to want it so hard.
Gotta get hard!
Or even be able to take it. Looks can be deceiving, Viv. They certainly can be.
Giving Sadie a light tap on her cheek, Vivian smiles.
Get up here on the bed. It'll be more comfortable for all of us. Such a good host.
Taking Vivian's advice, you and Sadie jump onto the bed with her.
Much better. My knees were starting to get sore down there. Ouch. You hear that, Grim? Unfortunately, yes. What? What did I say? If you're gonna complain about anything being sore, I think Grim was hoping something is the first thing you mention. Oh, sorry. Guess I just haven't been fucking you as hard as I thought I was. Certainly seems that way to me.
Almost forcefully, you press Sadie's torso down into the mattress.
So rough, babe. After the comment you just made, what else could I do? Well, for starters, you could talk less and fuck more. You make a good point.
Without an ounce of care, you stick your cock right back into Sadie's pussy.
Ah!
With Vivian watching on, completely enthralled, you continue pounding Sadie's tight, wet pussy from behind, making sure to pound beautiful moans out of her.
Oh, no, no, you said, you feel so fucking good inside me, Grim. Do I? Yes, I can barely stand how amazing your cock is. Hear that, Viv? What of it? You're not feeling a bit of FOMO right now, are you? Well, maybe just a little. So how about we do something about that? As long as Sadie approves, of course. Aw, I'm not done with you yet. Can't you fuck me just a little more before she jumps in? Wow, she doesn't seem at all bothered by the idea of me being with Vivian. Guess she's so distracted by arousal, she's barely giving it a second thought. Hear that, Grim? Your girlfriend hasn't yet had her fill of your amazing cock. Still, don't worry.
Palming your cheek with her hand, Vivian turns your head towards hers.
I'll be right here waiting for you when she's done.
Suddenly, she kisses you with a level of passion you never thought she could express towards you.
What? It's still my turn, Viv. Stop distracting him. Sorry. I'll let you two get back to it. Finally.
Lying down in the middle of the bed, you gesture for Sadie to get on top of you.
Do I get to sit on it now? You do. Lucky me.
Climbing over you, she goes to line your cock up to her pussy.
Here, let me give you a hand.
With no hesitation at all, Vivian grabs your shaft and points the tip of your cock towards Sadie's dripping pussy.
What do you think, Viv? Pretty thick, ain't it? As much as I hate to admit it, yeah, your dick is very impressive. Good, you two.
Fed up by you and Vivian's flirtatious banter, Sadie drops down onto your cock hard.
Whoa! Fuck, Sadie! That's much better. Careful, babe, you might break me. You'll survive, babe. Now, do you want to keep whining? Or do you want to fuck your girlfriend's little pussy? I like this more dominant side of you, Sadie. It suits you. Think I do, too. So what do you say, Grim? Want to continue fucking this perfect little specimen you have here? Always!
With your cock deep inside Sadie's pussy, and with some help from Vivian's hands.
Oh, fuck yes.
You get back to doing what you do best.
So good, baby. You're damn tight, Sadie. Her pussy is practically tearing apart at the seams. Ah, I don't care. Just whatever you do, don't stop. Man, she won't be able to walk tomorrow. With how good your pussy feels, why would I ever? Only when you come, right? Don't worry. I still got plenty left in the tank before that happens.
Cupping Sadie's breasts, Vivian pulls her upright.
God, your tits are fucking perfect. As are your hands on them.
Kissing her shoulder, Vivian looks down at you with a smirk.
You are such a lucky guy, Grim. I really do hope you realize that. That's definitely not something I need reminding of.
With Sadie still sitting on your cock, she starts bobbing up and down.
God! I don't think I'll ever get tired of how amazing this feels.
For a while, you simply enjoy your girlfriend's luscious body bouncing on you.
Alright. It's so fucking big, every inch of your shaft impaling me. Oh? I should get a better look then.
Getting down beside you, Vivian wraps her hand around your throbbing cock once more.
If it's even possible, I think it's gotten thicker. With your hand on it, it'll keep going. God, I can only imagine what this thing must feel like inside you. It's indescribable! Without feeling it yourself, my dear. My description could never do the justice it deserves. Is that so? Well, color me curious.
Circling around to the other side, Vivian again cups one of Sadie's breasts in her hand.
Although I'm still enjoying just watching for the time being. You're doing great, Viv. Lying down here with my cock inside Sadie's pussy while Vivian hovers above me sucking her tit? Yeah, I'm a lucky guy, aren't I? I could just eat her up, Grim. I'd rather you eat me out. Oh, they'll be eating out for sure. However, this one will be doing it to me. Hell fucking yeah.
With Sadie watching on, Vivian locks her lips onto yours and kisses you with searing passion once again.
To think you two didn't like each other. Consider it foreplay. Isn't foreplay meant to be fun? Shh. I'd rather that mouth of yours be put to a different use than talking.
Throwing her leg over your head, Vivian positions her pussy directly above you.
Oh, really? Oh, no, this is different. I can almost feel the heat. You know, I've been told I got an unusually warm pussy. Maybe. Still, until I do a further inspection, we can't be completely sure.
Lowering herself, ever so slightly, Vivian moves her pussy into licking distance of your tongue.
Sure you're okay with this, Sadie? Yes. I want to see him do
it. With Sadie's approval, you don't waste a second more. Sticking your tongue out, you press it against the soft, warm flesh of Vivian's cunt. Finally, you start working your magic.
That good already? I hate to say it again, but... the guy just knows what he's doing. Good to know. Anyway, while he's got that handled, I can focus my attention on other more important things.
Lowering herself over you, Sadie teases the tip of your cock against her pussy.
Can't wait to put this thing back inside me. So long. So thick. Oh, fuck. God. Keep licking, Grim. Don't let her distract you from your top priority. Top priority? Don't be silly. Satisfying me will always be his number one priority.
With a desire to mark her territory, Sadie begins riding your cock with all she has. Sliding up and down your slick shaft, she does so with a single goal in mind. You are going to make her come.
Okay. Oh my fucking god! That's a good Strapping Young Lad song, by the way. Yeah. That's right, Sadie, let it happen. Come for me. Shit! If she keeps moving around like this, I might even go before she does.
As Sadie continues grinding on your cock, Vivian moves off your face and circles around to the front of Sadie, wanting to see every micro-expression she makes when orgasming.
Don't hold back any longer. Let it out. Let the frenzy of pleasure take you all the way.
Once those last words escape Vivian's lips, Sadie finally gives in.
Fuck!
As the orgasm overwhelms, Vivian absorbs all of it.
Think gross thoughts, Grim. You can do this. You gotta hold out long enough to at least try what Viv's insides feel like.
Licking the side of Sadie's face, Vivian moans in sync.
I could devour you. Fugly men, disease, diarrhea. Starving children. Amy Schumer. Hold on. She's not as bad looking as she used to be.
Peering over Sadie's shoulder, Vivian looks down at your scrunched up face.
You better hold out, Grim. Because if you don't, this evening will end sooner than you hoped for. Ugh. Shut the fuck up, Viv. God, that felt so fucking good.
Sliding off your cock, Sadie collapses down next to you, her sweaty body pressing up against yours.
You're not gonna come yet, are you? I mean, that would be just so disappointing. No, I'm not. Although rubbing your naked body against me certainly isn't helping. Sorry. So, you've gotten control of yourself? It was a close one, but yeah. So, Sadie, what are you doing? Trying to ruin this for me? Just wanted to taste myself. Is that so wrong?
Gliding her tongue along your shaft, Vivian laughs.
I think she might enjoy the taste of pussy as much as I do. Sadie, stop it. Fine.
With a pouty expression, Sadie backs away from your throbbing penis.
Well, I'll be damned. That's not what I expected.
As she does, you look to Vivian with a wanting smile.
Ready for your turn? Sadie, you good with this? I'm a little nervous, if I'm being perfectly honest. Oh? What are you nervous about? Well, Grim being with another woman, obviously. I mean, not like he hasn't been with some before. Sadie.
Crawling over to her, Vivian takes Sadie in her arms.
If you're worried this will make things weird between us or that feelings will develop, don't be. It's just sex. Only sex. I have zero interest in Grim outside of what the three of us do together. Same. As a matter of fact, other than her looks, I find Vivian utterly repulsive. A bit excessive, but okay. You guys aren't just saying that, are you? Absolutely. You don't have a single thing to worry about. That does make me feel better. Still, if you're not comfortable with this, we can stop right now and it'll be totally fine. Well, not totally fine. I was kind of looking forward to this next part the most. Isn't that right, Grim? Yeah. 100% fine. Thank you. Fuck! No, I want to see this through to the end. Huh? Did she just say you're okay with me being intimate with him? Yes, I am. She did. Fuck yeah. Team America, fuck yeah. Okay, then.
Turning to you, Vivian smirks with simmering anticipation.
You're a lucky, lucky man. You know that? She's the best. Yes, she most certainly is.
Coming right up to you, Vivian plants both hands on your chest.
So, what do you want to do with me first? I... Dude, don't really know? Shit. Why am I getting so nervous all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Your heart's beating pretty fast, Grim. You sure you'll be able to handle this? It must be the suspense of it all. Then we better get started before it kills you. She's right. I can't let it psych me out. I have to take control. Get on your back for me. Now that's more like it.
More than happy to oblige, Vivian lies down onto her bed.
Okay.
Rubbing her fingers over her pussy lips, Vivian presents herself to you.
Old-fashioned missionary position, the way the Lord intended. God, you're so fucking hot, Viv. Steady there, Tiger. We don't want your girlfriend getting too jealous. No, he's right. You really are insanely sexy. Especially the way you're lying there. With Grim's cock only seconds away from entering you.
Moving closer between Vivian's legs, you stroke your cock.
I hate to be vulnerable, but... not sure if I'll even be able to accept it. I'm not gonna hurt you, Viv. I'll go nice and slow, okay? Okay.
Making sure not to scare her off before it even begins.
Because you can.
Carefully insert the tip of your cock into Vivian's pussy.
It's okay, Viv. He'll be gentle with you. It's just a tip, but I can already feel it stretching me. Just lie back and relax. You can trust me with this.
After a slight pause of hesitation, she does so.
And
as
say,
Stevie locks eyes with Vivian from above, you gradually slide in with as much care as possible.
I mean, it says she was not built to break, so... fuck! Slow down! I'm not sure I even can go slower. It should have been I can even go slower. That would have been better. Wow. For someone as brash as Vivian, she sure is a lot more sensitive than I thought she'd be. You're doing great, Viv. Don't be afraid to let him know what you want. It's okay. I'm ready to keep going. Boy, you're really putting her through it. Sure? Yeah.
Pushing back into Vivian, you hear a quiet whimper leave her lips.
Does that feel good? By the sound of it, I believe it does. Slow and steady wins the race, sir. Don't kill her. I'm good. Don't stop now. Keep the momentum going. If you say so.
Still keeping it relatively slow-paced, you resume.
Yeah, you have to go slow. I can feel how wet my pussy is from your cock, Grim. The sounds of your shaft penetrating my hole. Glad you're enjoying it. He's not hurting you? If he is, the feeling of pleasure is outweighing it. What about you, babe? Think you can hold out for a bit longer? Yeah, I got this. Although her pussy is definitely making it a challenge. You don't have to tell me. Just look at how tight it is. How juicy. Your fingers feel amazing on my pussy, Sadie. As good as my cock? Does everything have to be a competition when it comes to this kind of stuff? Oh yeah, definitely. Well, in that case, you best do something to convince me.
With a knowing smile, Sadie lies down beside Vivian.
You might regret saying that. I don't have regrets, Sadie. We'll see about that. You're still not aware of just how much damage this thing can do. What can I say? I like a challenge. Hear that, babe? She wants you to challenge her.
Getting back to her knees, Sadie throws her arms over your shoulders, looking at you.
Is that doable? Can you challenge Viv's pussy? Make it practically beg for you to slow down? Even the stop altogether? All you gotta do is say the word.
Both Sadie and Vivian scream out.
Do it! Yeah! Do it! With pleasure.
Jumping off the bed, you quickly turn around and grab hold of Vivian's ankles.
What are you?
Jerking them forward, you slide her to the end of the bed with you.
So much energy you young men have. Even after fucking Sadie, you're still raring to go, aren't you? What can I say? It's not every day a guy gets to fuck a girl that bats for the other team.
As you stick your cock back into her pussy, Vivian throws her head back in ecstasy.
That's it. You really seem to be getting the hang of this. Well, practice does make perfect. It sure does. Plus, Grim is a highly skilled teacher. I'm quickly beginning to realize that. Just in case, let me remind you.
Immediately thrusting your hips into her, you make Vivian cry out once again.
Oh, fuck! Pound her pussy for me, baby. Make her scream for us.
Holding Vivian tightly, you proceed ravaging her hole with everything you can muster.
Oh, that's it. Keep going. It feels so fucking good, Grim. Your cock is incredible. Does it make you regret all the years you went without it? If most men are as good as you, I'm not sure anymore.
Leaning over your back, Sadie takes your shaft in her hand while it's still inside Vivian.
Damn, the dick was so good it makes her regret being a lesbian. Well, I'll be damned. I'll be corn flam. No. Leaning over your back, Sadie takes your shaft in her hand while it's still inside Vivian. I hate to admit it, but with how good this looks, I might be starting to feel left out.
With your lips almost pressing against Vivian's, she smiles at you mischievously.
I thought it was mischievously. That's completely understandable. Although, thing is, my ride still ain't over. No, it most certainly is not. Oh?
Slowly stroking your shaft, Sadie squeezes it tightly.
Fuck! Then hurry up and satisfy her already. That's the plan.
Taking hold of Vivian, you throw her back into the middle of the bed.
Why do I feel like your strength is directly correlated with how turned on you are? Because you seem able to toss me around a lot easier than you normally could.
Sidling up beside her, you run your hand over the curve of Vivian's hip.
When it comes to things that are really important to me, I can be incredibly strong, like the Hulk. You saying I'm incredibly important to you? Not exactly. I'm saying fucking you is incredibly important to me. Yeah, that's telling her.
Pushing yourself back inside her, you slowly resume having sex with Vivian.
If someone told me a few days ago I'd be fucking Vivian, I'd probably think there was something wrong with their head. It's going so deep each time. Still, here I am, doing exactly that. Amazing! You're teasing me, Grim. How so? You slowed the tempo way down. Oh, you don't like it? I wouldn't say that, but after experiencing what you did to me before, this is a little underwhelming. Oh, I know the feeling. The feeling of wanting that dick to pound you relentlessly. to make you scream until you come. Boy, Sadie is really laying it on thick, isn't she? Finally, to shower his rock-hard cock with your juices. She ought to write erotic books. Speaking of juices, you're still pretty damn wet yourself. With a view like this, how could I not be? Good point. I do like the sound of that. Yeah, so do I. I'll make some room for you two.
As Sadie moves out of the way, you wrap yourself around Vivian once again to get as much leverage as possible. And wasting no more time talking, you aim to give her the pounding she so desperately desires. Making sure each movement of your hips carries as much force as you can muster.
Ah, oh, fucking shit! That's what you say when you step on a damn Lego. Ah, fucking shit! Or you stub your toe. That's not usually what you say during sex. If you says, ah, fucking shit, you did something wrong. How fascinating. There's something thrilling about seeing the face of another woman as she gets fucked by your man. He's pounding my pussy so motherfucking good, Sadie. I don't want him to stop. It sounds like Samuel L. Jackson. Neither do I, but I won't be able to hold out much longer. Is that so? Why don't we finish this by all coming together then? Oh, keep talking. No. No more talking.
Throwing her leg over Vivian's head, Sadie makes it perfectly clear just what it is she wants.
Oh, my favorite. Think you'll be able to make me come for a second time? Is the Pope Catholic? I like your confidence.
Thrusting your hips against Vivian, she screams out in surprise as you force your entire length into her.
Fuck! I thought we weren't talking anymore. You're right. Now you make her come while she makes both of us come. Looks like I'm pulling double duty. Okay, I'm up for the challenge.
With all of your goals clearly laid out, the three of you continue on.
Lord, there's a lot of fucking and sucking and everything else going on. My good gravy, it's like a mass of meat flesh.
Raw ecstasy filling your lungs. You take in the scene happening around you as the girl's moans echo the room. With your muscles burning and sweat dripping down, you feel yourself approach climax.
Fuck! I'm gonna blow! Yes, me too! Just a little more! I'm almost there! I can't hold it! Tearing your cock out of Vivian. Oh, well, yeah, we don't need to read that. God, fuck, I'm coming!
Just like that, both you and Vivian orgasm together.
Fucking shit!
As you shoot ropes of jizz all over Vivian's ass, Sadie leans over your exhausted bodies to catch the view.
Look at all that thick white cum covering her perfect ass. It's so warm. Shit.
Falling onto your back, you desperately gasp for air.
Shame I didn't quite get there myself, honestly, but... Suppose the journey was almost as satisfying as the destination would have been.
Circling over to the other side, Sadie takes your still hard cock in her hands.
Feel like doing a little polishing off? You know me so well.
Engulfing the entirety of your cock in her mouth, Sadie slowly sucks up all the cum from both you and Vivian.
Lord, her mother was a Dyson. That's a good girl. Fuck, your laugh is vibrating so perfectly. Did I mention how lucky you are? Yeah, I do remember you. Never mind. I'll leave you guys to it.
Fully satisfied by how the night went, Vivian watches on with a smile as you and Sadie keep making out. And although what Sadie's doing is an impromptu expression of love for you, it's also showing that at the end of the day, you are hers and nobody else's.
Yep.
most importantly, Vivian is absolutely fine with that.
Well, good. I'm glad for that. Everything
and
went
so,
fine.
Day arrives.
Everybody had a nice time. It was a good little threesome. I'm so glad that everybody was happy. This is a fucking mess. What is? These outfits you guys picked out. Well, we're back to wrestling. Now if they wrestled in the bed, they're gonna wrestle in the ring. So, you guys gotta stay tuned for a slobber knocker and a real bloodbath like we're gonna have when they go toe-to-toe in the ring. And not WWE, well, it's not even the WWF anymore, it's the WWE. And this WWE sponsored brawl. All right. I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Returning to Mia. So stay tuned. I'm out.